people believe that the enemy to the freedom of the press is not the law itself, but people like Jonathan Moyo. We have always made sure that radio stations in Zimbabwe are not licensed. Newspapers are not getting free access to information, and here and there are called and threatened for what they write. So I don't know whether that is a Damascus moment for Jonathan, or he's just trying to play to the gallery and pretend to be, you know, interested in what is going on.
Should we, as the media, count Mr. Moyo as one of our newest allies?
I would question on that, and I would say people should treat him with, you know, suspicion, because unfortunately for Jonathan, he tends to defend the media when he wants something. When he got into power, he knew that he wanted the revenge for Dinyane. He was a friend for the media. He was actually criticizing the police for misbehaving whenever they stopped the journalists, and we knew that he was banking the media so that he could use them.